Hey, it's our privilege this week to have a special guest with us, somebody that I've known in ministry. They've served in ministry here in the Northeast in the Scranton area for a long time. Sister Dorothy Rugg, her and her husband Jim, pastor of the Mill City Assembly. And we're having them as our guest speaker today on Valentine's Day, specifically to speak about a broken heart. And so we're glad that Dorothy's going to be able to bring a female perspective to it for us. And I know God has given her a great message. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce a very good close friend of mine, Sister Dorothy Rugg. God bless you, Dorothy. Thanks for being here today. Enjoy this time together. God bless you.
Father God, we just come to you this morning. And Lord, we just ask that you would be with us as we look at your word. Lord, I pray for all of the hearers today. Lord, I just ask that you, Father God, would speak to their hearts, that you would discern the word to them, that they would feel your love, your grace, your mercy. Lord, we thank you that we can come to you. We thank you that you know us and that you are here with us. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen. You know, it's funny, but the older I get and the more of life I see, I always kind of struggle with holidays because the Jesus that lives in me sees the hurts and heartaches that others face in life, the trials and situations that come into people's lives, and whether it be because of their poor choices or the decisions they're making, the choices they are choosing, or seeing even how things come into people's lives through no fault of their own, but because the world in which we live in is the enemy's domain, hardships do come to us. Trials come, heartbreaks come. You know, for me, I think of Valentine's Day as my Heavenly Father loving me so much that he sent his son Jesus to heal all the brokenness of my life, to heal the hurts of my heart. But I know that the world sees Valentine's Day as a time to give hearts and flowers to the ones they love. And for me, when I think of people who don't have that special someone in their life, I think of the people who have been neglected and rejected, the ones who are alone, it breaks my heart. It's almost like I'm afraid to enjoy Valentine's Day because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, I am. I do. I like Valentine's Day. I like the pretty flowers. I like the pink hearts. I like the lights. I like all those things that go with Valentine's Day. But the truth of the matter is, my husband and I have never been really into all of that. We don't make a big deal of it. You know, I remember as a teenage girl feeling left out because I never received any of those big boxes of candy. I've never received any lovely Valentine cards. And even in second grade, I remember a boy who he gave every girl a Valentine to, but he didn't give one to me. And he told me I was ugly and I didn't deserve one. So even at that young age, the beginning of my heart being hurt, because it caused pain. You know, I know that things will come into our life that cause us pain and heartache. But what we choose to do with that pain is the key for all of us to discover how we will live our lives. You know, here in this room today, we're all good Christians, right? I mean, we come to church every week, we listen to the sermons, we pray, we go to church, we give. You know, we're good Christians. And you know, we know that as a good Christian, the answer to life's problems is Jesus. But truthfully, it's easier to say that than it is to do it at times, isn't it? Please don't get me wrong, because I know that Jesus is the answer. Jesus will heal my broken heart, and he will heal your broken heart. His word tells me that he will be with us and that he will help us. But see, the problem is me. My intellect, my will gets in the way. The problem with you is you. You get in the way. You know, I know that in the physical realm, the heart is very important for the human body to live. And this is my simplified version of the main function of the heart. The heart is to pump blood to the lungs to be saturated with oxygen and then pump it out into the body to supply the cells with oxygen. The heart, along with the blood vessels, make up the cardiovascular system. And I know that's a very simplified thing of what the heart does. The heart is important. If our heart stops beating, we start living. So the heart, our physical heart, is very important to our life. But so too is our spiritual heart. Our spiritual heart is very important to our life. In the Word, in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Proverbs 4:23, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Deuteronomy 6:5, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And then Proverbs 1:19-11, "I have treasured your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you." These scriptures must be part of our foundation of our life. What you and I must build our life upon, because life will happen. You know, God's word tells me that we are to be like the wise man who built his house upon the rock. And for us, Jesus, the living word, He is that rock that we must live our life upon. Because when pain and heartache comes into our life, we must be secure upon Jesus. You know, I believe that all of us, we all want our hearts mended, we want our hearts pure, but we struggle when it comes to keeping our hearts pure and whole. So you and I must know the word, we must know how to live the word, so that we can overcome when the storms prevail in our life. You know, some of us in this room, we deal with our hurts this way. We blow up and then just go on with our life as if nothing happened at all. Some people will stuff everything inside and then one day, all of a sudden, they will explode. And some people build up walls to keep everyone out, but they still are miserable. And some keep just replaying and rehearsing the pain so that that is all they see in their life and they can't really function in life. You know, I would like to just name a few things that bring pain into our lives. There's many forms of pain, and this is one is a huge one, rejection. And this is huge because rejection comes in many forms. I just want to name a few. Betrayal. Being left out. Being overlooked at a job. Family conflict. Divorce. Anger. Hate. Loss of friendships. Rejection. Unfulfilled dreams. Death of a loved one. Sickness. Financial problems, all of those will bring pain into our lives. And you know, I'm sure that all of us here have dealt with issues that have caused our hearts to be broken. And I would guess that there still are people who are struggling with the hurts in their hearts. And you wonder, how am I ever going to be whole again? And I'm going to be totally honest with you and tell you how the Lord has helped me to heal my broken heart. You know, I grew up in a very loving home, and I know my parents loved me, my siblings loved me. I did not have it hard growing up, as some people do. But the blows of life, words that have been spoken about me, betrayal by others, have caused me to struggle with who I am. I've always struggled with feeling like a failure, like I have no value. I can be in a room full of people and still feel very lonely. And the Lord called my husband and I into ministry. Very scary for me. And then I heard things like, "You're not a good pastor's wife." I was always feeling compared to others, being hurt by Christian people, trying my best to please people and failing. Because the truth is, I cannot please people. But I have learned over the years that I must please the Lord and I must be who He wants me to be. I must do the things that He wants me to do. I can tell you that it has been years of being in the Word, of allowing the Word to work in my life, giving things over to the Lord in prayer, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach me and train me, that I know that it is the Lord who has changed me and is working in my life to make me whole. Because a change comes from the inside out. It never comes from the outside in. You know, I could change myself on the outside, but if I never change the inside, I won't be different. Because it's out of the abundance of our heart we speak. You know the old adage, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me? You do know that that is a lie from the pit of hell. Because names and bad things that are said to us, they hurt our hearts. You know, I can remember from elementary class, my music teacher telling me to stand in the back row and pretend I was singing because I could not sing well. You know, you all have those words that you carry in your hearts too. We hear the negative, and we think that that must be the truth. I mean, really, how could God love me, who has gone against His word, who has done bad things, so He must not love me either? But the truth of the word is He loves us. God so loved us that He sent His Son for us. He redeemed us. You know, yours and my struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers and the principalities of this dark world. You know, the enemy of our soul hates us so much that he doesn't want us to have a pure heart. He doesn't want us to be whole. He doesn't want us healed. You know, Jesus said, out of the abundance of our heart we speak. What's inside of us is most important. So for me, I need to have a ton of the Word inside of me. For you, you need to know the Word for yourself. You know, I could tell you, you got to know the Word. But if you don't know it for yourself, it won't make any difference. You know, I call to my memory when I start feeling lonely that the Lord told me that He will never leave me or forsake me, that He hems me in behind and before, that He has laid His hand upon me. When I feel fearful, I can remember that perfect love casts out fear, that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I'm thankful that perfect love casts out fear. Because it's Jesus inside of us. It's Jesus that wants the Word to live within each one of us. You know, I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is into restoration. That He wants us to be whole. I believe that as you and I stay in Christ Jesus, that He is perfecting in us His good work. He is helping us through the power of the Holy Spirit to become more than a conqueror. He is the one who will restore our broken heart. Philippians 4:7 tells us, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's His peace that we want. We want to be restored through Him. You know, Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. And how will we obey Him if we don't know what the Word says? So why is the Word important? So that we will obey Him. You know, if I take this heart here and say it represents your heart, and I rip it all to pieces, I'm ripping your heart to pieces, and I can't do anything with it. I can't put this back together again. But I do know that God, He will put the broken pieces of your heart back together if you offer them up to Him. You know, the little things that we keep hidden in our heart, they're there, and they'll come up every now and then if we never ever deal with them. God wants to take those pieces, and He wants to touch them and heal them and restore you to wholeness. You know, maybe your heart is begging to be seen by someone. You want to be loved. You want to be wanted. And I am here to tell you that God loves you, that God wants you. You know, in my journey of having my heart becoming restored, I have always carried a little bit of resentment around in my heart towards people who have hurt me, who have rumored about me, and who have betrayed me. And in my heart, I have wanted to write a book to expose those people. But last year, in my quiet time with the Lord, he asked me, are you willing to surrender those things to me? He said, yeah, that I had a right to hold on to them because they were mean things that your loved ones did to you, friends who betrayed you, words spoken that were not the truth about you. But he said, Dorothy, I want you to remember the love I have for you. I chose you. I wanted you. And if you want to love like I love, my word says this, love covers a multitude of sins. Jesus, who knew no sin whatsoever, he took my sins and he took your sins. And he went to the cross and his blood covers us now, just as if we never sinned. And Jesus never ever goes around telling everybody else what our sins were. You see, it's not about other people, but it's about me, and it's about you. He reminded me that as far as it depended upon me, I needed to be at peace with everyone. I needed to surrender that little bit of resentment and not want to expose others' sin. You know, forgiving begins a step in the right direction of a healed heart. God will restore the broken heart. God wants us to lift up our eyes and see the love that he has for us. Colossians 3, beginning in verse 12, says, So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalm and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. You know, I wish that I could promise you a life without pain, but I cannot do that. But I do promise you this, if you will surrender to God, he will be with you. He will help you. He will lead you. He will teach you. If you will, be still and know that he is God. You know, a while ago, these words came to me in the middle of the night, and I got up and wrote them down. Hearts, are you restless, worried, and ashamed? Are you searching for life, but searching in vain? Hearts, are you broken, wondering what's the use? Listen, dear heart, there's one calling you. Let your heart be a home where my love and grace can grow. My child, are you willing to surrender to my voice? Will you be the one to go where I send? Are you daily seeking a place where you can serve? My child, can you see you are but a branch? Without me, there is no life. Let your branch stay connected. Do not go away from me. Let me do the pruning, and your life will grow and be fruitful. Oh, my precious child, I long for you to hear my wondrous voice that's calling for you to light the way. So today, I want to encourage you to surrender. Surrender your rights to being hurt to the one who can bring total healing to your life. It may take a long time, but that's okay, because the Word of God tells me that it is best if the Word gets planted deep within us so that it can mature and bring forth fruit. the most important step that you can take is to ask Jesus to live in your heart and let his healing touch begin the process in your heart. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is comfortable and my burden is light." So Father God, today we say, here we are. Search us and know us. Lord, search our hearts, and if there is anything wicked in it, Father, we surrender it to you and ask that you would help us. Lord, I pray that you would bring healing to the brokenhearted, that they would feel your love, your grace, your mercy. God, would you tenderly just touch them and encourage them as they surrender the broken pieces of their heart to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.